So we're just out here in front of James River Church, otherwise known as the Assembly of God Goat Farm, warning our neighbors about the sin and the false doctrine. We've seen it firsthand at their Stronger Man conferences. We've seen it firsthand on their website and their teachings. We see their false associations, Mark Driscoll, Bill Johnson, Randy Clark, Bethel Church, heretical NAR false teachers that will not inherit eternal life. They're enemies of God, they're friends of the world. Turn and repent. Seek after Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. You have no hope of eternal life to come unless you worship in spirit and truth. You're not worshiping in the spirit and truth of Jesus Christ today. Jesus said, everything my Father did not plant will be uprooted. You're all going to be uprooted because you're not planted by the Most High. You're not planted by the one true Savior. You're not rooted in sound doctrine that saves you. Paul says in Romans 12, be ye not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You are definitely not renewed by the Spirit of God when you go to these man-made carnal goat farms. You're not renewed at all. You're following the traditions of men that Jesus said in Mark 7, void your worship of God. We don't want our neighbors to have their worship of God voided. We want you to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. We want you to turn and repent. You're an enemy of God as you practice the ways of the world. Don't practice the ways of the world. Come out of your flesh. Come out of every false way. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Turn, or you're going to burn and suffer separation and weeping and gnashing of teeth. Our testing at don'tperish.com shows you why their gospel is wrong, why their pagan holidays are unbiblical, why their feminism and lady pastors are heretical and satanic, why their Stronger Men conferences are carnal, worldly, and even occult, why their associations with the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, will damn their souls on Judgment Day, why their money-taking. Jesus, we'll talk about this, made a whip for some guys selling doves for some pennies. We'll talk about that in a minute. Out here lifting up Christ crucified, the only way to eternal life, the Savior who shed his blood, who rose again to defeat death, who came in the form of a man and lowered himself to be beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised. But these American church systems trample the blood of Jesus. Yesterday, at their Stronger Men's conference, their men laughed at me when I told worldly, smoking, cussing, carnal people that were attending their event that they need to repent of their sin and flee their sin. They laughed at me and told the people, you're just fine. These are workers of Satan. These are not the people of God. These are not people with sound doctrine. These are not people that are transformed in their heart and their mind by the Holy Spirit. John Lindell and his associates have the fruit of being workers of Satan, ministers of righteousness that defy the truth of God, that oppose it in every way. Turn and repent, American neighbors. Thousands or hundreds of cars lined up here, seeing our gospel signs, so they can go to the website, so they can see why their church is a heretical cult, so they can see why they need to walk in sound doctrine. They can see why they must turn from all sin. Jesus said, repent lest you perish, Luke 13:3. He told people, go, sin no more lest something worse happens to you. This is what's happening in the American church system. Easy believe gospels. Feminized long-haired, blue-eyed Jesus that winks at sin and allows you to live a life of worldliness and carnality. Oh no, you cannot live a life of carnality and claim a holy Savior. Loving our neighbor, standing for the truth today, calling out corrupt man-made religion, John Lindell, James River Church, his feminized, wicked wife, his son and daughter that are slated to take over this goat farm church and campuses, calling them out for the glory of God. We'll talk more as we go.